This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 353, down 6¾. March corn, 366¾, down 6¾. May corn, 375¼, down 6¾. November soybeans, 977½, down 15¾. January soybeans, 983¼, down 16¾. March soybeans, 990, down 16½. December wheat, 517¾, down 9. March wheat, 531, down 9¼. May wheat, 538¾, down 9¼. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois Country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade and harvest pressure weakened grain prices. Some traders took profits before the weekend, a weekend that could be the largest so far of the harvest season. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 7 cents at 308 to 323. Soybean bids 15 to 16 cents lower at 927 to 951. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 to 7 cents at 305 to 323. Soybean bids mostly 15 to 19 lower at 946 to 971. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 7 to 10 lower at 296 to 318. Soybean bids down 15 to 19 cents at 928 to 971. And the wheat bids on Friday 9 cents lower at 401 to 449. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 15 to 16 cents lower at 970 to 988. Basis ended steady to a penny better, ranging from 8 under to 10 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 380.20 to 396.20. That's down $2.20 per ton, with basis steady, ranging from 30 to 46 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 7 to 10 cents at 308 to 338, with basis steady to 3 cents lower, ranging from 45 under to 15 under December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids at 9 to 12 lower at 303 to 318, with basis down 2 to 5 cents, ranging from 50 under to 35 under December. Soybeans were down 10 to 15 cents at 963 to 970, with basis 1 to 6 cents stronger, ranging from 14 under to 7 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 7 lower at 322 to 323. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 12 to 15 cents, with quotations at 997 to 998. Soft red winter wheat down 9 at 393 to 488, while the Milo fell 7 cents, closing at 372 to 373. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 317 up to 340. January soybean bids range from 950 to 978. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 328 to 349. January soybean bids at 963 to 988. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 332 to 352. January soybean bids at 965 to 1002. And June-July wheat for June-July delivery range from 475 up to 516. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 168.25, down 80 cents. December live cattle, 166.90, down $2.20. February live cattle, 166.55, down $2.30. October feeder cattle, 237.90, down $2.32. November feeder cattle, 234.65, down $2.05. January feeder cattle, 228.90, down $2.07. December lean hogs, 90.25, up $1.52. February lean hogs, 88.87, up $1.42. April lean hogs, 89.20, up 65 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.88 lower in the range of $78 to $90.47, with a weighted average carcass price of $89.45. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 58 to 64, 4 to 5 weights 61 to 67, 5 to 6 weights 64 to 69, and 600 pounds and up 65 to 73. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 60 to 67. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,942 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 260 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 160.50 to 168. Select and choice were 150 to 159. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 145.50 to 152.50. And select and choice were 140 to 144 and a quarter. Choice slaughter heifers were 159.50 to 165.75, and select and choice were 154.50 to 159. Now moving on to the special feeder cattle auction they had at Fairview. They had receipts of 1,958 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 302.50 to 317. Five weights were 265.50 to 311. Six weights were 247.50 to 258. They also had some heavier cattle. Eight weights were bringing 220.50 to 238.75. And the nine weights were 222.75 to 224.50. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 251 to 277. Five weights were 243 to 270. Six weights were 229 to 259. And they had some seven weights at 210 to 224.50. On to feeder bulls, they had some four weights bringing 283 to 303. And some six weights at 221 to 225. Now in the national direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 167 to 170, and on a dress basis at 264 to 266. Heifers on a live basis were 267 to 170.50, and on a dress basis 263 to 266. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 326 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $98.25, and that was $2.29 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $247.41, that was $2.20 lower, and select carcasses at $232.71, that was 83 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 106,000, that compared to 103,000 last week and 112,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 390,000, that compared to 412,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October and November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.13. October and November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.13. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.56. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.62. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.56. November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.62. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.52. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.13, Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $9.56, and wheat at Scottville is $4.52. Electronic livestock trading hours at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange changed today. Managing Director of Agricultural Research and Product Development for CME, Dave Lehman, says it's a significant cutback in electronic trading hours.
So we essentially trade 23 hours a day on Globex, and then on Friday we close at 1:55 p.m. So with the exception of the Sunday night overnight and the Friday afternoon, we are trading 23 hours a day currently on Globex. Beginning on Monday, that Monday time will be the same. We'll open at 9:05 a.m., trade till 4 p.m., but then we'll halt for overnight and reopen the next morning at 8 a.m. So Tuesday through Thursday, our hours will be 8 a.m. through 4 p.m., and then Friday, 8 a.m. to 1:55 p.m.
Lehman says the change will affect the futures more than the options.
Futures are predominantly traded on the Globex electronic platform. Options kind of split between the trading floor and Globex.
That's CME Group's Dave Lehman. The Environmental Protection Agency Thursday requested public comment on the agency's proposal to remove 72 chemicals from the approved pesticide inert ingredient list. Assistant Administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, Jim Jones, stated, "This is the first major step in our strategy to reduce risks from pesticides containing potentially hazardous inert ingredients." The action is in response to petitions by the Center for Environmental Health, Beyond Pesticides, Physicians for Social Responsibility, and others. The groups asked the agency to issue a rule requiring disclosure of 371 inert ingredients found in pesticide products. Many of the 72 inert ingredients targeted for removal are on the list of 371 inert ingredients identified by the petitioners as hazardous. The 72 chemicals are not currently being used as inert ingredients in any pesticide product, according to the EPA. Chemicals such as turpentine oil and nitrous oxide are listed as candidates for removal. More information on all 72 chemicals is available in the Federal Register notice online at regulations.gov. The combine cab is the last opportunity most farmers have to evaluate how well their weed control programs worked for the year, and one they should take advantage of, says University of Illinois Extension weed scientist Aaron Hager.
And we certainly encourage farmers as they go through the harvest operations to evaluate, you know, each and every field separately to see how well the program that they had used on that particular field actually performed this year.
The weed patches they see in their fields this fall, be it water hemp or Palmer amaranth, velvet leaf, giant ragweed, or any other weed, are a good clue as to how well their current herbicide program worked, and more importantly, what they can expect to battle next season.
Very good likelihood that what you see this fall in terms of mature weeds that actually made seed, added that seed back into the seed bank, very likely those will be some of your dominant weed species again in 2015.
If those species are summer annuals, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, giant ragweed, then Aaron Hager thinks that there is nothing to do this fall. If those weeds are winter annuals, mare's tail, henbit, chickweed, or purple dead nettle, those might be worth fall herbicide application. Online registration is now open for the 2014 Ag Masters Conference, scheduled for December 15th and 16th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Todd Gleason has more on the 6th annual University of Illinois Extension Crop Sciences event.
Ag Masters always begins with a top-notch general session. This year, speakers will cover water protection rules, the new farm bill, and the evolutionary principles related to the development of resistance in insects, plant pathogens, and weeds. Following the general session, those attending the December 15th and 16th Ag Masters will choose 8 of the 16 classroom-style sessions. These will cover everything from managing big data to refining herbicide applications, says organizer and University of Illinois Extension entomologist Mike Gregg.
Classes are an hour. That's correct. There are 16 altogether. Participants can sign up for 8 of those sessions. Each session is repeated just once, and so it is, you know, first come, first serve in terms of who is able to get into the sessions that they are most interested in.
Here's a list of the session topics. Cover crops, managing big data, refining herbicide application techniques, Palmer amaranth, Western corn rootworm, understanding and managing Pythium, methods to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus losses, white mold in soybean production, Fusarium head blight of wheat, use of drones for aerial scouting, advances in corn genetics, management of insects in stored grain, and soybean management with pollinator considerations. Leading the workshops will be speakers from Iowa State, Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue University, University of Guelph, the University of Illinois, University of Minnesota, University of Nebraska, and the University of Wisconsin. The registration fee for Ag Masters is $250 through December the 5th. Enrollment in the specialized sessions is on a first-come, first-served basis. One of the most popular features of this two-day event is the opportunity to interact with instructors from many universities in the small classroom-style sessions. The instructors are encouraged to solicit input and questions from the participants. Registration is online at www.cropsciconferences.com. Search Google for Ag Masters, all one word. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.